two patients here. First patient, Forrest, F-O-R-R-E-S-T, last name Folrod, F-O-L-L-R-O-D. Date of birth, 5/26/21. Date of service, 7/21/22. This is a one-year-old little boy. Mom brings him in today. Apparently, she went to take him to daycare today, and they took his temperature. He had a fever. At that point, they refused to take him. Also, they had a worker at daycare that has been diagnosed with strep throat, and there has been some diminished appetite on her son. She brought him in to get checked today. Period. New paragraph. No associated nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Playing habit has been pretty routine. However, there has been that diminished appetite. Mom did state that the throat looked red to her as well. Also, there's been some slight pulling on the left ear. Period. New paragraph. Current medications, none. Medical history, negative. Surgical history, negative. Social history. Lives with mom and dad. No association of secondhand smoke. Allergies. There is no known drug allergies. By way of vital signs, respiration 16, temperature 100 degrees, pulse rapid at 120, probably due to insecurity of me examining him, oxygenation 99% on room air, period, new paragraph. Labs today include a strep test, which was negative, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, interacts well with me, no acute distress. Mom is holding him on her lap. This little one is easily consoled by mom. No overt crying, period, new paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, bilateral tympanic membrane erythema is visible. Landmarks, however, still are visible. Oral pharyngeal area erythema noted, no strawberry tongue, oral mucosa moist, neck soft, no thyromegalinomasses, no lipodynopathy, heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs clear to auscultation, abdomen soft, non-tender, remainder of exam unremarkable, period, new paragraph, assessment and plan, acute pharyngitis, patient will be given amoxicillin, 400 per 5 ml, one teaspoon BID, 10 days, period, new paragraph, otitis media, bright erythema bilaterally on the tympanic membranes. Patient will take the above amoxicillin, period, new paragraph. Mom is going to keep an eye on him. Call me if not improving, period, new paragraph. Next patient, Glenda Mojica, M-O-J-I-C-A, date of birth, 10/25/48, date of service, 7/21/22. This is a 73-year-old female patient. She is here today needing refill of her cholesterol medication. And no other complaint is verbalized to me today. We will refill that medication. Currently taking cholesterol medication Crestor, 20 milligrams on a daily basis, period, new paragraph. Also reviewing her labs from June 30th, cholesterol was 202, LDL cholesterol 103, period, new paragraph. Creatinine was elevated at 1.32. I've told her we're going to continue to monitor that. It was similar to that last lab, period, new paragraph. Vital signs, blood pressure 148 over 58, pulse 78, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, oxygenation 100% on room air, period, new paragraph. Patient offers no new complaint. I've done a complete review of systems with her. She denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, abdominal pain, or activity intolerance. She carries on her usual daily routine in normal form and fashion. Once again, complete review of systems, negative. Her complaint today is that she needs a refill of that Crestor. Period, new paragraph, allergies, none. Current medication, lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide, 20-25, Crestor, 20 milligrams daily. She also takes a medication for hyperthyroid treated by another doctor. Medical history, hyperlipid, thyroid disorder, and hypertension. Surgical history, bilateral eyes, doing well. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, or smoking, period. New paragraph, on examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, no distress whatsoever. H-E-E-N-T, eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears, no tympanic membrane, erythema, canals are clear, oral pharyngeal area clear, neck soft, no thyromegalinomasses, no lipodynopathy, heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur is detected. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Normal respiratory effort is observed. Abdomen soft, non-tender. Remainder of this examination is unremarkable. Period to paragraph assessment and plan. Hyperlipid. Patient will receive a refill of her Crestor 20 milligrams POQHS. She will return to clinic in another 3 months. We'll run another set of labs at that time. Plan of care has been reviewed with her. I've answered all her questions today.